tried something this week. There's an old song that was, it's your thing, do what you want to do. I'm not going to sing it for you, but it's from the 70s, and the whole Sakatumi thing came up after that. In reality, it's bad theology, because it's not your thing to do what you want to do. It's God's thing to do what he wants you to do. This whole encouragement is about priority, so what has that got to do with it's your thing? I looked at my calendar this week, and I realized how much stuff is loaded in there. I got more meetings than is possible for a human being to meet. But as I look at it and I think, well, that's my thing. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be leading. I'm supposed to be doing that. But I realize that I'm so much into the tactical doing that I'm not really doing into the strategic thinking. But worse than that, I realize that I get so caught up in the doing that I'm trying to get through it. And in truth, it is during the doing, in the midst of it, that I can be about God's priorities. So I'm going to take a different look at my schedule this week. I'm going to look at it as an opportunity to represent the cause of God in every one of these meetings that he's given me, and an opportunity to maybe delegate some responsibilities so that I'm not in all of these meetings, that I can trust other people, that I can help build them up so they can handle it themselves, that I might take the time to think strategically, to think a little bit more long range, to think transformationally, and to leave enough room for the opportunities that God brings my way to bring somebody in my life this day that's not on my calendar or on my schedule. Jesus didn't live his daily life by calendar, by Franklin Day Planner. He lived his life by purpose. And as a result of that, he never missed an opportunity to do God's thing, his Father's thing. And that was what he wanted to do. So today, do God's thing. It's what you want to do. Have a great week.